this.
And now we'll move our chairs around because our introductions are so good.
People say words.
Welcome to People Say Words.
The podcast brought to you by
Lane
and
Andrew.
Andrew and
Lane.
Podcast.
I'm Lane.
I'm Andrew.
And we're both idiots.
This is People Say Words. A podcast
where we about answer
nothing.
No, it's about words.
It's about words.
People who say words.
Yeah, it's about people who say words. We're people.
And we say words. And we say words. And we're gonna start off tonight by looking we're gonna go to our handy dandy email where our
all of our questions come from.
Where
look at that, Lane.
Our Legion of Fans hasn't sent us any mail.
Our Legion of Fans has sent us zero emails.
Our Legion of Fans is more like a Legion of Pieces of Shit.
So if you listen to our podcast
and you're not a piece of shit, get off your fucking ass
and email us
some questions,
something,
anything,
because we will answer it
or not. We might
You know, if you want to send us 6 questions, if you want to send us 20 questions, 12 questions,
10,000 questions,
30 questions,
1 question.
Well, you know, if you send us 30 questions, we'll roll a D30, and we'll answer 6 of the 30. And then we'll continue those questions. Unless we think the questions are stupid, then we won't answer those ones. But regardless, we'll try and answer as many.
Do you have the paper?
I don't have the paper with me right now.
Go get the paper.
I will get the paper in a moment.
You do the thing, I'll get the paper.
Anyway, so if you can email us 6, 12, 20, 30 questions, we will answer them. We will do it. But what we need you to email us. At peoplesaywords@gmail.com. peoplesaywords@gmail.com.
No spaces, no parentheses.
No capitals, no dots, no underscores. Just people say words.
All right, 2 minutes. That's a good intro. It's
email us.
Are we lying about the date or are we not lying about the date?
No, we're not lying about the date.
It's December 17th.
No, it's not.
December 16th. Wink.
It's the 10th?
Okay, fine. It's December 10th.
Good job, Wayne.
This is the Game of Thrones special. It's a podcast of fire and ice.
If you have not watched Game of Thrones,
go watch Game of Thrones in its entirety.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're really not going to enjoy this episode.
You might.
Whatsoever.
We talk about penis.
But if you have watched Game of Thrones, this episode would be pretty fun. So, Lane, let's
I'm wearing a Jon Snow costume.
This is pretty gay.
No, Jon Snow's not gay.
Hold on, we're going to take a selfie.
It's very sexy.
We're going to take a selfie.
Hold on, wait, can we?
It's going to be super great. There we go. Okay. So Lane has watched all of the Game of Thrones that has been released so far.
I'm up to date.
What's up to date? Season six.
Right. 6 seasons.
So I have watched up to season 4 plus 2 episodes.
Of season 5.
Yes.
You're not at the end of season. You're at the beginning of season 5 currently.
Correct. And we were supposed to record this episode at the end of season 3.
No, we were supposed to read
season 1.
At the end of season 1,
right.
We were going to watch.
But
we were going to do the thing.
I'm a binge watcher, so I watched like 3 seasons in a week.
It was season 2, and I was like, okay, we do the episode at the end of season 2, and then it was season 3, and then season 4, and now it's 2 episodes into season 5.
Game of Thrones.
You're an addict. All right, we're gonna use
our
ancient 6-sided cuboid
Russian
artifacts.
Number generator.
I want to start.
Okay, I don't think you should be allowed to have the
we're
die.
We're gonna use a different one. We're gonna use the Czechoslovakian one. Oh, it broke. Number five.
Here we go. Get ready. You'll be listening. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What do you think the theme of Game of Thrones is?
Oh man, this is my question.
What do you think the theme of Game of Thrones is?
I want you to answer first because...
Yeah, this is your question, so I'm going to answer first.
Yeah.
So, I think the theme of Game of Thrones is... Okay, well, I have 2 themes.
Uh-huh.
One is the obvious theme, which is power. Who controls the Iron Throne? Who controls the 7 kingdoms? Who controls the most land? That is my instinctual...
Largest army and longest road.
Yeah, essentially. So is Dan here. Going out of the idea. My other theme is who can manipulate who the most. That is my other idea.
It would just be manipulation.
Who can best manipulate?
That's not a theme.
Like, and the best people who can manipulate are like Littlefinger, to Tyrion.
Tyrion, yeah.
Those three are like...
No, Melisandre's also a major manipulator.
Yeah. She's... Yeah, that's true, actually. But she doesn't have... She only has one person to manipulate, right? Well, two.
A king and a queen.
She only has the Baratheons.
She only has one of the great seven houses.
Yeah.
And a god.
But Varys got to manipulate, like, Rob and Ned.
What? Varys didn't even ever meet Rob.
Rob Stark? No, not Rob Stark. Rob Baratheon?
Robert. Okay, Robert. Okay, yeah, but Robert's dead now. Warning!
If you watch!
No, spoilers for Game of Thrones up to season 4, episode 2.
I think we already said that. I don't know. I might have said that. So...
We didn't do a spoiler warning. Yeah, Robert Baratheon...
Sorry, guys.
Robert Baratheon dies. If that's shocking to you... Stop listening right now. So
Robert Baratheon's dead.
Varys didn't really get to manipulate.
Those are my two kind of like what is
the theme?
The theme of Game of Thrones.
I have a theme.
What is your?
I have an ongoing.
Now you watched up season 6, so you might have a better
this,
idea.
I had this theory after season 3 with the Red Wedding. After I watched the Red, because season 1 you have. Ned Stark die, which is a very, very, like, in accordance to standard fantasy genre, your characters aren't supposed to die, right? If no one is allowed to die, like, Harry Potter would not be a good novel if Harry Potter died in the first book and we went on to some other dude.
True.
So, and the same thing with the Red Wedding and Robb Stark, and that entire chapter, just, like, that entire arc is just, they're all dead. Goodbye, yeah. Robb Stark. Nice try. You and your mother and your wife and your baby and all your friends and your dog are dead.
So what is
literally?
What do you think the theme is?
My theme is it's a combination of nihilism and the inevitability of death.
That's the theme?
The theme of Game of Thrones is that standard fantasy, there are heroes and villains, and, like, you know, you have Sauron, who's the great enemy, and the good guys are going to defeat him. But in the real world...
Spoilers for Lord of the Rings.
In the real world, that isn't a thing. In the real world, there's no evil sorcerer who's gathering power in the north. It's just people. It's just assholes. It's people with armies and weapons.
Whoever has the biggest army wins.
And the nihilism comes from there are no good guys and no, like, there's no people, there are very, very few people who are evil in Game of Thrones.
True.
They are very bad people, but there's no one who is, no one so far who is evil.
You know what I'm really waiting for? Uh-huh. It's like, to find out the White Walkers, because we always think the White Walkers are bad, mm-hmm. right? I'm really, like, looking forward to the point where the White Walkers actually attack.
Right.
And find out, like... That are actually just like this dying race that
they're really, misunderstood.
They're misunderstood. They're and they just evil. Want to be like, they're like, look, we want to be humbled. We're so tired.
Like
of
that
being
time where
cold.
that one touched a baby and like, you know,
dirty.
Actually, that's the closest thing to evil you have is White Walkers.
Yeah, yeah,
but they represent death. They represent the inevitability of death.
Yes,
there's like, oh, winter is coming. Winter will come, everyone will die. At the end of I still have a small theory that at the end of the show, no matter what fucking happens, the White Walkers will come and kill everyone.
That'd be amazing.
And it will be and in the White Walkers killing everything, they will also die and it will just like the cycle will continue.
It's like everyone will die.
Because
there'll be some small Start like Bran's baby.
No one. It'll be
nobody's baby. There'll be no kingdom left.
That's it. Because the theme. My theory is that the theme of A Song of Fire and Ice or Game of Thrones is nihilism and the inevitability of death. That no matter what happens, no matter how good or evil you are, death like what was
inevitably it'll come.
Valar Morghulis, or however you pronounce it. Valar Morghulis. I think it's Valar Morghulis.
Valar Morghulis.
Valley boo boo boo. All men must
die.
Great
coin to have that coin. Oh man, that'd be so cool.
So that's my theory.
That's a good theory.
And I
would not be shocked at the end of Game of Thrones if everyone just died. But at the same time, I feel like he's like
You think he's building to something?
He's gonna.
Right?
I think he's gonna cave into the whole society of storyline. He's actually gonna like be like, the Starks took the North and everything else.
How many Starks are left?
Three.
You've got Cripple Stark, Baby Stark, and Bastard Stark. Oh, okay.
And sword fighting bitch Stark.
Right. Yes. And.
There's still like three or four Starks left. There's four Starks left.
Five. Arya and Sansa.
Arya, Sansa, Bran, Baby Stark.
John. Well, John's not a Stark. Fine. John's not. Well, John's a half Stark.
He's a Snow, but he's more of a Stark than any of the other ones. Side question, totally unrelated.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Stark, Jon Snow?
My favorite Stark would probably be
Sansa.
The best. No. I liked Rob a lot.
No.
Actually, no. Rob,
ones that are alive after season four.
Then Jon Snow. Yeah. Who is he's technically not a Stark though.
No, he's a Snow. But if Ramsay can become a Bolton,
well, yeah,
then Jon can become a Stark.
Well, no, in the last episode, Stannis offered him his name.
Stannis.
Yeah, no, it was Stannis because Stannis is the king. So the king.
Oh, he offered Jon.
To become Jon Stark.
Jon could become a Stark. Jon is easily a Stark.
But he's
more noble than any of the other Starks.
But he's not. Because part of
he's closer to being Ned than any of the other Starks are being.
But that's irrelevant.
It is irrelevant.
No, because since he's a bastard, bastards have no. They're basically second-class citizens. If you are a bastard, you have no right to lands. You have like this is in the back. This is more in the backstory.
Yeah.
Like it's more.
I understand. Wait. I have a question for you.
Yeah. What's up?
Whatever happened? Now this I might be totally blanking.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Robert Baratheon's bastard son?
Which one?
The welder. The blacksmith.
Do you want me to spoil it for you?
No.
It's not a bit. It is not a big spoiler.
He
was on the boat. Okay, so he got captured by the Red Woman, Melisandre, and brought back to Dragonstone, the capital of the Baratheon, of Stannis's whatever. And then Melisandre wanted to sacrifice him to use him as mana for her blood magic. The Onion Knight, whatever his name is, the Onion Knight let him go and put him on a boat and was like, row.
Right.
And then.
Right, remember that.
And then that's.
Then we never saw him again.
Yeah. Now,
Gitch.
Okay. I won't spoil it.
You've already spoiled it.
What happens to him?
I assume he just dies.
What happened? How? Who kills him?
He gets captured by somebody. Assuming the Lannisters.
The Lannisters just
fucking kill him.
Yeah, a giant
boat. Oh, the Lannisters.
A giant boat with a fucking, like, flamethrower comes.
I've never hated an empire more than I've hated the Lannisters.
Really?
Anyway, carrying on.
Alright, second question.
Second question. My turn to roll.
Yeah, it's your turn to roll. It's my turn to read.
And my turn to not put it on the floor. 4!
Oh, this is a good one. Game of Thrones has a lot of full frontal female.
That's 3.
Oh, that's 4. Fuck me. We'll edit that out. Who do you want to see on the Iron Throne and why? Do you want me to answer first?
Yes. Who do you want to see on the Iron
White Throne? Walkers. Goes back to my fucking theory. White Walkers for president.
You're not a specific person. You just want to see the White Walkers.
The White Walkers, because that's what's going to happen. The White Walkers will come every... Oh, season 2, Daenerys is going to the House of the Undying, the sorcerer's place. And she goes in, and she has that hallucination.
Yeah.
And she's in a burnt-out wreck, of like a wreckage of the throne room. Mm. And it's snowing in the throne room.
And Bran has the same image at some point.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah. The White Walkers are going to make it to the south. Eventually.
Of Westworld.
Or, if I had to pick a character... No, I don't think...
You had to pick one
that's
character.
What I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for White Walkers.
But if you had to pick a character...
If I had to pick... Tyrion...
That's what I was gonna say.
It would never happen, but
I would love to see Tyrion.
He will be the king of tits and wine.
He will kill all of the assholes, and he will not care. He'll just be like, "You're a dick. You're a dick. You're a dick."
He doesn't really kill people though. He just kind of exiles.
Yeah, he's not an asshole. Like he's a He's an asshole, but he's not a super big. He's not like
he's low level asshole.
Yeah.
Whereas someone he's a like smart Cer- asshole. Where Cersei's like a high level asshole.
No, she's a stupid asshole.
And guess what? Everything goes fantastically Why? For her forever.
Shut up.
She gets so a hot much. New boyfriend who like buys her a bunch of stuff
that looks just like Jaime Lannister, but it's not Jaime.
But
Lannister.
It's like a buff Jaime Lannister.
And he's got a right hand.
Yeah, he's got both hands. everything. Yeah. That's the other thing is like, you know, yeah, in fantasy, bad. You know, you get your comeuppance. Bad things happen to bad people. No.
I would love to see Tyrion on the throne.
Anyone else?
What
about Daenerys? Does Daenerys deserve to rule?
No.
Fucking psychopath?
She's
psycho dragon lady?
I mean, the lady's gotta put fucking saddles on those dragons and gets dragon riders. She needed to get dragon riders at a young age, but she did not allocate...
Where would you...
Now, I've read a lot of, like, the Dark Elf books sort of stuff.
The what?
Dark Elves. Drows. Drow books?
The Drizzt books?
Yeah, the Drizzt series.
Salvatore? Okay, sure.
And the whole idea of that is, like, you have to... When you have a dragon, you have to allocate a rider to the dragon at a young age.
Right.
Now, that dragon rider is the one who controls them. Sure. Nobody else controls them except for the dragon rider. And then, essentially, the dragon rider becomes a diplomat in the society because they control the dragon. Nobody else can control the dragon. Now... She never did that. She never assigned anybody to these dragons at the young age.
There's a reason for that. This is book stuff. This is because in the books, the people who rode dragons, it was only Targaryen. Only Targaryens could ride dragons. And who's a Targaryen?
She is.
She's a Targaryen. Any other Targaryens left?
The Maester.
The blind Maester. Right, yeah. Aemon, I think his name's Aemon. Aemon Targaryen.
He's dead now. Rest in peace.
Rip. Hashtag rip. Well, his actor is.
The actor's dead.
The actor has died.
Which is...
He was old as fuck.
93.
It's gonna be tough replacing him.
It's gonna be so sad.
They're gonna put in Dumbledore. Dumbledore's gonna be the new maester. Follow up.
That's so mean.
Now, see, a lot of stuff, like, a lot of book readers will know about theories with certain characters, because there are certain characters that they are a certain... Dude, stop picking your nose. Quit picking your nose. Go blow your nose. Alright, so there's certain characters that people have speculated are actually Targaryens.
Seriously?
Yep. In the book. There are
Joffrey?
Joffrey's dead, so he's irrelevant.
I mean you would assume it's blonde, because it's going by the heritage.
No, they have silver hair. Silver hair and purple eyes, but they didn't do the purple eyes in the show. But there are certain characters that people have speculated are to be the dragon riders. Can you guess who? I won't say who because it'll be spoilery for you. Who do you think it is, mate? Oh shit! We ain't moved the mouse. Move the mouse, mate.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, it goes into shut off mode, right?
No, I can't. Think who right now, but okay. I'm gonna spend if all you, night thinking about
it. If you were a book reader, like, there's a lot of very, very, like, between the lines reading that you have to do.
It's gonna be somebody.
So, okay, I'm gonna...
Anyway, I think Daenerys' biggest problem was she didn't assign dragon riders early on.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if it was Targaryen or not.
It does.
Because
these aren't Dungeons and Dragons.
She should have found some goddamn drow.
She had to go find some fucking dark elves, bud.
To ride the goddamn dragons.
Right.
Because they would have done it no fucking problem.
Or some Dovahkiin.
Yeah.
Dovahkiin. Dragonborn.
Dragonborn.
I had a follow up question for a thing. Shit, I forget. Dragon riders. Black elves.
People, silver hair.
It was after silver hair. Fuck.
Spoilers.
Not spoilers. Don't spoil things for Andrew.
Dragons. Tyrion. Game of Thrones.
No, it's gone.
Gone.
That's unfortunate.
Roll the die.
4.
Roll it again.
Should we do 3? 2.
What sort of material does Jacqueline Hagar use? Jacqueline Hagar used to manipulate his face.
All right, you go first.
Valerian steel.
He just takes a Valerian steel knife and just like...
No, his face is just made
of Valerian steel.
Of Valerian steel.
Well, that's impossible because steel doesn't melt.
Correction, Valerian steel is impossible. Already.
No, Valerian steel, it's just like...
Oh, yeah, it exists, right? It exists.
No, it's just a name for something.
Yeah, but it exists already. In our Earth realm, right? You know, here, today, it exists.
Well, no, we would probably call
wrong!
It...
Wrong!
No, we would...
It does not exist.
It would have a different word.
It does not exist.
No, because the idea behind Valerian steel is it's just very well forged. Also, maybe it's magic.
Yeah.
But what's that called?
Okay, wait. What do you think? Jacques... face.
Well, I can't say because I know the answer.
You do?
So I'm gonna say silly putty. He puts silly putty.
Megan, you made this question. It's not fair.
She doesn't know what I know, right?
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Actually.
You say silly putty. Shush.
Okay.
I don't wanna know.
Okay. It's not silly putty.
It's not Valerian steel either.
It's a mix. It's a very, very, very fine mixture of human semen and whale semen. A mixture of semen and different types of semen. He puts it on his face and it forms a...
Daenerys' semen and Lannister's semen mixed together creates a magic potion which allows you to create a different facial structure.
Do you actually have a theory? What do you think it is?
I have no clue. Like, there's nothing in Game of Thrones that is a physically changing fluid, like a fluid or a solid that allows you to change anything. So, my first instinct is to think, what is something in Game of Thrones that allows you to change or alternate what you can physically see?
To be fair, Game of Thrones, they're very low, it's a very low magic. Like, in the entirety of seasons 1 through 4, we've got... dragon eggs, or we've got dragon eggs and dragons, magical things. We've got the shadow assassin that Melisandre birthed, the shadow baby. We've got Jacqueline Hagar with his changey face. Any other magic? We had Varys talking about magic, about someone throwing his dick into a brazier. And then some dude answering the collect
actually
call.
It's a very low magic.
It's a very low magic.
So, the fact that he has magic, and you're asking me like, what do you think
what could it be? You've got like, imagine, is it Polyjuice potion?
Is what's something of the poppy? The
milk of the poppy.
It's just a massive amount of milk of the poppy.
Do you know what milk of the poppy is?
It's milk of the poppy.
You actually don't know. You're gonna feel real dumb. Milk of the poppy. Milk of the poppy.
I assume it's milk of...
What do you make with poppies?
Milk?
Jesus Christ. Opium.
Oh, it's opium.
It's opium.
Oh.
That's why when someone's wounded, they're like, I shall give you milk of the poppy.
Does he use the mountain's blood to change his face?
No, he uses the hound's blood. Mixed with the mountain semen. Blood and semen.
That's so gross.
Oh, shit. What's that from? We could donate blood and semen. Not at the same time.
What is that from?
Off track things.
Anyway.
So yeah. No, but like, okay. Think about any it's a fucking magical realm. It could be anything. What do you think it might be? Is he a wizard?
It's White Walker magic.
It's White Walker magic. So you have
I have no clue what it could be.
You...
I'm gonna watch so many Games of Thrones tonight.
Yep. Once again, you're not allowed to watch episode 8, 9, and 10.
Don't worry, you're going to watch 6 or 7 episodes tonight. You're going to watch them all with me.
Okay. Am I rolling or are you Oh, wait. Can we do number 3?
Oh, wait,
roll number
rolling.
3. Oh, shoot. Number 1, not number 3. Number 6.
Oh, my question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
If you were Tyrion's champion fighting against the mountain...
fuck!
What weapon would you use and how would you fight?
Any weapon or medieval?
You can... It can pick. It has to be within the realm of Game of Thrones.
Damn it! Okay.
Give me like a machine gun.
I want to answer in the realm of Game of Thrones, and then I want...
Wait, let's rephrase the question, just for the viewers, just so they understand.
Nah.
Tyrion, the imp, if you were his champion when he was convicted, fighting against the Mountain, the big-ass motherfucker...
Right.
You were his champion against fighting against the Mountain.
Yep.
What weapon would you choose, and how would you use it to beat the Mountain?
So, if I was named the champion to fight Tyrion, or to fight the Mountain for Tyrion, I would choose... Ah! I would choose a dragon.
As a weapon,
I choose a dragon.
That's not accessible to you, though. You don't have a dragon.
I don't have... Oh, so we're assuming I don't have a dragon.
Yeah, you're not... No.
Okay,
no.
Well... Then
you're in King's Landing.
Okay.
You're there. You're chilling.
I choose a smoke bomb, and I run the fuck away. I would make a grenade out of wildfire. I would throw it at him, and then I'd just run.
But the fight lasts till one of the champions dies.
And I would run away until I escaped.
Until he died, trying to find you.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that is super sad.
Have you seen the Mountain? Do you remember that part where Cersei walks up to him and he's fucking chopping peasants in half for practice?
Yeah, well, he's chopping losers in half for practice.
And what do you think I am? I'm not some fucking landed knight. Jesus.
I would pack, like, a pocket full of, like, sand and dust mixed with an hallucinogenic.
Where are you gonna get hallucinogenic?
From the Maester.
They have okay.
Yes,
all right.
they do.
Do they have hallucinogenic?
Yes, because they use it.
Okay, fair, fair.
So I would like pack that full up with like hallucinogenics and sand.
Yep.
And then I would just take like a dart or like a bunch of darts.
Okay. And you're gonna hit him
with
where?
Poison.
And you're gonna hit him where? He's wearing full fucking plate. Where are you gonna hit him?
Oh,
with a dart.
Right. He's got
with a
full
dart.
Plate.
You're gonna throw a dart at him. It's gonna
bounce. Hold on. Let me think.
All right.
So,
here's
like,
you throw the dart.
Sand.
And now
shut up. Shut up. It's gonna be Valyrian steel dart.
Valyrian steel
dart. It's gonna go right through steel.
You don't have access to Valyrian steel,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's right.
So the sand and hallucinogenic.
Sure.
I'm gonna throw it in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm probably going to pick...
Do you know what's an interesting fact? The guy who plays the Mountain, I don't know if he's the strongest, but he's one of the strongest people on the planet. And
true.
He is that big.
Do you know a UFC fighter was cast in the next season?
Ooh, interesting. I wonder why.
Also really, really, really silly because I don't think a UFC fighter is going to be the greatest actor.
The Mountain.
Back on track.
Okay, you're fighting the Mountain.
So I got dust with hallucinogenics.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in his face.
A drug cocktail.
I'm probably going to pick, like...
So once again, he's got a helmet on with a tiny-ass visor. So you got to hit him in the face and hope that some of that gets in and into his mouth or something?
It's in his eyes, mouth, or any orifices.
Right in his butthole. Sprinkle his butthole.
Right in his butthole.
With some hallucinogen.
And then probably a whip.
A whip. And how are you going to kill him with a whip?
I'm going to try and catch his feet, legs, trip him.
You're going to trip him.
Either a whip or like one of those things you chuck that
a bolus.
Spin.
A bolus. Bolus isn't a bad idea. Whip.
Yeah, he's probably a bolus.
You're gonna whip yourself like I did. You just like, ha ha! Ow, my arm.
Realistically, I need to get him on the ground. I need to get him blind.
Mm.
And at that point,
stab him.
I'll use whatever I can to stab and kill him.
Remember when he was on the ground dying, and then he still managed to crush Oberyn's face?
Yeah, but Oberyn was being a cocky little son of a bitch.
Remember when he used his fist and. And the closed caption was, teeth clattering. He punched him in the face and knocked out like four of his teeth.
That was so disgusting.
And then crushed his face.
I wanted to cry. I don't know why he didn't just fucking stab him.
Because it was like it was an honor thing.
Oh, that was so gross.
He was I still like how you thought because Megan said Tyrion lives. So you're like, oh, Oberyn's gonna win.
Yeah. I'm sure. And then when the mountain turned over, it was I will pop your head like a watermelon.
What were your thoughts when he tripped Oberyn? Like, what was going through your head?
What do you mean? When he blinded? When he started, crushing his head?
No. Like when he grabbed his leg and tripped him. What was your first...
Wait, when the mountain tripped Oberyn?
Yeah. What was your...
So the mountain was on the ground.
Yeah. You're dying. You're like, fuck yeah, this is it. Oberyn's monologuing, yeah, me, yeah, go team Oberyn.
I thought eventually he was just going to, stab
Mount. Right. And then the mountain trips Oberyn and he falls over. What goes through your head?
Oh, I thought he was going to, pull a dagger or some kind of weapon out of the mountain's side.
Right.
Grab
something and stab him?
Grab a weapon from the mountain.
Mm, yeah.
That it's already on his waistband.
Good stuff.
And then, pull it out and stab the mountain with his own weapon.
And when the mountain rolled over and started crushing his face, what did you think then?
Okay, so the mountain rolled over and started crushing his face and stuck his thumbs into his eye sockets. Yep. I thought he was gonna, push him off. In my head... What I thought was gonna happen. I thought he was gonna start crushing his head, and then somehow Oberyn was gonna get out of it.
He was just gonna get out. Well,
the mountain's already fucking injured as hell.
Yeah, fair.
Okay, so the mountain's injured as hell.
Who's that? Oh, is that your thing?
It's my laundry.
Okay.
So the mountain's injured as hell. So I thought he was gonna somehow get out of it and be blind.
Yep.
And they're going to have this, super cool battle he's super dying dude against blind dude.
Right.
And Oberon was going to win.
And then when he crushed his face like a watermelon, what went through your head?
I thought Tyrion was dead as fuck. Right. I was like, oh, his head popped like a little bead.
Yeah.
He's so dead. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to get up.
There's actually a lot of people who cosplay Oberyn. They wear sunglasses because the his face has been crushed.
That's awful.
We should take a break since you need to do your laundry.
Time for a break. We'll be back soon.
And we're back.
People say words.
If you are just tuning in now. If you decided to download the episode
and skip half the podcast up until this point,
you just saw a podcast of Fire and Ice, and you were like, "Oh, let's just go halfway through and just pick this time."
Because I'm sure that the rest of the episode was bullshit.
It was great.
Go back, listen to the other half. It was really good.
And then email us a question.
Because
today's episode is brought to you by the Alchemist's Guild of Westeros. The Alchemist's Guild of Westeros does not deal in pig shit.
I think they've given us the most money so far out of all of our...
Yeah. And they gave us all this wildfire. Oh, sorry. Wait. We're gonna open up our liquid wildfire. Crack. Crack. Clink. Chink.
Drink.
Drink.
Yay. Game of Thrones.
So, we have two more questions.
Email us at peoplesaywords@gmail.com.
For your Game of Thrones spoilers.
And everything else.
But don't spoil it for Andrew.
Yeah, no, don't.
Spoil it for Andrew.
I read all the emails, and so far I've read none of them.
Because there hasn't been any.
Damn it. We'll get him eventually.
Connor said he was going to do it weeks ago.
Connor, Josh. Okay.
Josh?
Connor, Josh, and Taylor.
Oh, right.
You three are amazing listeners. And I am so looking forward to you guys' emails.
And we're calling you the fuck out. Send us some emails.
So Connor, Josh, and Eve, and Taylor, email us.
Yeah.
We love you guys. We know you listen. We care about you.
All right. I want you to read that one. Wait. No, screw it. Whatever. One, two, three, four. Were we one and three?
Wait, what have we got left? We got
one and
six
three.
We done.
One and
five
three.
We done. Four we done.
One and three. We have one and three.
We have one, two, and three.
No, it's one and three.
Oh, yeah, 1 and 3. So, all right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 5. So,
3. 3. Good job.
Game of Thrones is about a full frontal female nudity, and only some male full frontal nudity. Could the show do with more full frontal male nudity, rather than the way they started hiding it? So, essentially, do you think Game of Thrones could have more full frontal nudity?
No. Well, not no to that question. This question, I like this question because it has a lot of layers to it. The answer can have a lot of layers to it.
Yeah.
Because first of all, we can go into what is allowed to be shown on TV and what isn't allowed to be shown. Because you're allowed to show a booby, and you're allowed to show a butt, and you're allowed to show a floppy wiener, but you cannot show an erect wiener. You cannot show... You can show a female crotch, but you cannot show an exposed vagine, and you are not allowed to show a butthole at all. Under no circumstance.
No rectum hole.
There, no butts. No, like, no inside, like, the curvature of the butt's fine, but, like, no ass hair, no, like, nothing.
No pubic butt hair.
Yeah, nothing. So, that's the first layer.
Is this getting into the TV labor of...
Because there's a, like, if you read the books, there's a lot of sex. There's a lot of sex in it. Like, it's not super explicit, but it's pretty explicit.
To be honest, when I started watching Game of Thrones, I was expecting as much penis as I was booby and dicks.
Yeah. Okay.
Like when I first off like heard of Game of Thrones, like, so for all the listeners out there, I avoided Game of Thrones for a very long amount of time. Well, I only started watching Game of Thrones like couple weeks ago.
Remember when you said you couldn't get into it, and now you've binge watched like 60?
Yeah, well, shush.
Okay, all right.
So I'm way behind everybody else. Everybody's like, I watched so much Game of Thrones, and I'm like, yeah, I just started, and I've already got on season 4. But like, I started like 2 weeks
ago. You're pretty close. Okay. Two more seasons.
That's like a week for me.
Yeah.
And I'm all cut up. So like, give me a week, and I'm already at same point as everybody else. So, I was really expecting the exact same amount as
Dick. Are there any shows that show a lot of penis?
No, there is not. But I always thought Game of Thrones was a little bit different than everything else.
Okay, and they were going to show a lot of penis.
I assumed there was going to be a lot of dick.
A wave.
A lot of vagine. A lot of boobies.
They can't really show a lot of vagine.
No.
They can only show a crotch.
So anyway, carry on. Where you were?
Wait, which part?
What you were carrying on about with the whole TV censoring.
Oh, well, that's... First of all, you're never going to see an erect penis on Game of Thrones because they can't show it.
Yeah, there was never an erect penis. There will never be.
Like, there's a part where, like, there's the two gay dudes that are just finishing up with sex, and that dude's got a floppy wiener.
Yeah.
And people who have partaken in most biological acts will know that's not how sex works.
No.
You don't just go from...
You don't go from full mass to floppy wiener. What, did the wind die in a matter of seconds? No. The wind does not die in a matter of seconds.
Well, the wind does, but your penis doesn't.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
It still carries the wind in its sails for a little bit.
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh.
And then it goes down. But they can't. They cannot show. They can't even show like a half, like half mast. Half mast. There's no half mast.
It is like full mast now, or no mast.
Now, to be honest, I don't think I would. Please feel free to correct me on this. All three of our listeners. But I don't think that there is a massive female audience with a huge thirst for the visual representation of people's floppy dicks. I just don't think that... Because women and men aren't like... Okay, I'm sure a lot of women...
I see where you're going with this, yeah.
Stereotypically, men are much more visual creatures.
Yeah.
They like the very sight of a boobie or a butt is enough to make us excited.
Mom, stop listening right now.
No, mom should never have been listening. Well, that's not. Hopefully. I'm not lying. That's not false. That's science.
Carry on.
Males are visual creatures, whereas women are like a floppy penis isn't interest. I feel like 99 women out of 100 women would say if they saw a flaccid penis, they would probably not be... No one's gonna be like, ooh, Jon Snow's floppy wiener. That makes me really hot. I would say
90% of women don't want a dick pic either. Like, in general, in life.
An unsolicited dick pic.
Yeah, people don't want... People don't like it's, dick pics.
People do like dick pics.
I don't think
some
so.
People do. Some people... But there has to be context.
Yeah.
Whereas a man can just get a picture of boobs and be like, all right. A female needs a little bit more context to the penis. This is really just slamming men, because men are basically just cavemen going, oh, boobies, monkey sounds.
What is your point? What is your point with all this?
My point is that to add a whole bunch of flaccid penis into Game of Thrones would be pointless. And the only reason that there is, like, they in the first couple seasons, there's a lot of nudity. In the later seasons, it tones down a lot.
We're still in a storyline at this point later on that you
but it's, don't it's need like, as it's, much. It's like, it's a loop, it's bait. You know, the very first time I watched Game of Thrones, I didn't realize that it was like an HBO show and there would be nudity. So I thought, the whores rushed in. I was like, how are they gonna block out all these nipples? I'm not allowed to see nipples on TV. This isn't the internet.
You're like, whoa, nipples.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, they're showing a nipple. And then I was like, wow, okay. But after a while, it's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So what you're saying is essentially that we don't need more floppy wieners
because
on Game of Thrones.
Because the market for that is so low.
Right, and the market for Game of Thrones is more directed towards males, so having a couple floppy tits is okay. It's not a big deal. We're watching a TV series that demands the amount of nudity that it is acquiring, and in our TV standards, we're not allowed to show erect penises, so...
Oh, and never pee in the V.
Yeah.
Or pee in the M.
No
or pee in the B. Or pee in the T.
No pee in the
D. The pee cannot touch
There's
anything.
There's no pee in any orifice.
Nice.
Period.
Clapping.
Anyway, no pee in the anything.
So yeah. Because pee in the, yeah. So
all you get is a floppy D.
Exactly.
So you get as much floppy D as
you get to see
Jon
Snow's butt. Like, I feel like girls would be more into, like, abs and butts.
I can see Jon Snow's butt. I was like...
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. Like, I feel like that...
The shit is just right.
So they shouldn't be showing floppy wieners, but they should be having more scenes where Jon Snow is showering.
They really should just show more Jon Snow butt.
Or really anyone.
And you know what? I'd be okay with more Jon Snow butt.
Anyone who's ripped, really.
Just,
like Tormund?
Jon Snow. Just Tormund. Give us more Jon... No, just give us more Jon Snow.
Well, what about Tormund?
Or the Mountain.
Well, you see him, like, he's got some abs.
Yeah, he's ripped.
You get to see his
abs. There's a lot of, you know what, there is not a lot of male nudity, but there's a lot of male, like, topless.
Yeah, exactly.
Or butt.
Whereas,
in my opinion, is equivalent, actually.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot of female toplessness. But you also got a lot of male topless fighting, like, brute, buffing out.
Oiling themselves and then rubbing their nipples together.
Yeah, like, there's a lot
that scene
of that.
That scene with Varys and Littlefinger where they do that.
Yes, I understand where female listeners might be like, oh, well, what about, you know, there's,
once
there's
again,
so much...
feel free to tell me that you want to see a floppy wiener on Game of Thrones. I really, like, when I see the floppy wiener, I'm like, oh, hey, I don't care.
To be fair, I agree with you. I feel like the amount of nudity that Game of Thrones has given between female and male characters has been extremely equal. In the sense that the female watchers have seen a lot of male
topless
or butts or strong, you know, strengthen out, and male watchers have seen like
plus
nipples or
one Jon Snow butt. That's like 20.
That's 20
boob units. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like if we're
to be honest.
Another thing.
Even the male. Also, even the males are like. Ooh,
also, if you think about context, the context of nudity. Mm-hmm. Where in the, like, this is mostly earlier seasons. Most of the early seasons, it's, like, lovemaking scenes where, well, actually, most of the dicks, it's like Hodor is naked because...
Yeah, because he's dumb.
Because he's dumb.
Yeah, Hodor?
It's got a lot of gay wiener. You got, like, it's Loras. Loras
gay wiener. But you also gotta think of the world, hold on, you gotta think of the world of Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is not an equal sex world either.
No. Well, it's medieval.
Game of Thrones is a male dominated world. So naturally there's gonna be more female nudity. So for us, as a trying to be balanced equal world of female to males, it's not fair for us to be judging like, oh, there's not enough female.
It's like getting mad there's that people it's like getting mad that people get killed and raped in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's not fair. Because we're looking at a world where males can control and dominate 100% of the time.
Well, not just that. Well, yeah.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, it's not fair for us to be a world where we're trying to be equal, looking at a world which is completely controlled almost by men.
Hmm.
And then going, there's not enough D.
There's not enough D.
Why isn't there enough
Varys, D? Whip it out. Whip it out, Varys. Oh, there's nothing there. Oh, put it away. Put it away, Varys. Oh, jeez. Anyway,
that's my point.
Alright, yeah.
I agree. I think there's a, that was a
good... Kit Harington, send me a dick pic. And I'll post it on my Facebook.
Please don't send us a dick pic.
I would, like, out of all the people to get dick pics from, I think I'd like to get a dick pic from Kit Harington.
Who's Kit Harington?
He's the guy who plays Jon Snow.
Mm.
So,
I will take one.
All right, so we'll take two dick pics. All right, last.
You can copy paste. You can even copy paste.
No, I want a different angle. People say words at gmail.com. I get the feeling that we're gonna get like a random unsolicited dick pic on our email.
Connor is gonna send a dick pic.
I hope not.
All right, go to the last question. Mm. One question left. We got like.
Do I read?
I'm. We got like 5 minutes left. Come on, we gotta pull this question out.
Had Tyrion still been born as he is, I'm assuming that means he's still a dwarf.
Yeah.
But he is Cersei's twin instead of Jaime. Do you think the incest would still have happened? There's a lot of stuff in this question that's missing, I think.
Yes. So I assume is the
Cersei,
question...
Is Cersei a dwarf as well?
No.
Cersei is not a dwarf.
Cersei is not a dwarf, uh-huh. And I assume the incest is between Tyrion...
And Cersei.
Cersei, instead of Jaime and Cersei. Oh, I have no clue.
The incest. Wait, is Megan here?
She just got home. Oh, we're going to pause, and we're going to clarify this question.
Well, of course that was the answer. Doop, 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 doop. Okay, we'll go over each combination of different circumstances.
Okay,
so,
okay.
First of all, I'd like to go over the reality where Cersei and Tyrion are both dwarves. And Jaime is a big man. I think
Cersei, my opinion, Cersei and Tyrion would have killed Jaime.
Really?
Like, early on. Yeah. I think they would have had, like, the kids, and they would have came out dwarves. Robert Baratheon would
dwarf,
have been, like,
dwarf. Double dwarves.
Yeah, they would have been, like, dwarves, and
like,
then
no, double dwarves. No, double dwarves. So they'd be,
double,
like, 1 foot tall.
They would
tall.
Have been double dwarf.
Double dwarf.
No, they would have been double dwarf.
Double dwarf.
They would have been double dwarf.
Double dwarf.
But, like, three double dwarf kids.
So they'd be, like, 3 inches tall.
And Robert Baratheon would be like, oh, my children are so small, and I'm so dumb. And drunk.
I think that Cersei and Jaime fucking in a disgusting incestuous relationship is a fixed point in the timeline.
So nasty.
So like the doctor goes, oh, we're going to make these people not fuck it. Oh, fuck me, they're it's a fixed point in time. Rose, you little shit, you can't stop them from fucking. So, you know, not even... my version of the doctor is a surly Irishman. So I think that no matter what happens, Jaime and Cersei still end up fucking. Wait.
Totally off point of what our whole question
no,
was.
No, well...
What if the two dwarfs fucked?
Oh, well, then they would make double dwarfs.
And?
Then...
End of story.
That's it.
Okay. What if Jaime... What if Cersei and Jaime fucked?
Then...
And Tyrion was a twin of...
But, okay, but see, part of it is as he is. So Tyrion is still a dwarf. Now, and because part of the reason that Cersei hates Tyrion is that...
Because he killed
their mother. Because their mother died in childbirth.
Yes. I don't think Cersei would have had sex with Jaime because he killed their mother in childbirth. I don't think he
Oh,
would.
Wait, dude, so does Jaime kill the mother in childbirth?
Yes.
Oh.
Jaime would kill the mother in childbirth.
Okay, then I think...
So I don't think Cersei would have sex with Jaime.
And she probably wouldn't have sex with Tyrion because, you know, he's a dwarf and dwarves are ugly.
But she's so lonely and just wants her, you know, twin brother.
But she doesn't. She probably wouldn't because, like, Jaime Lannister is super hot, right?
Okay, that's one timeline. Let's say in another timeline, she does want Tyrion.
Okay.
And they have children.
Sure. So they have a double dwarf.
Let's say they have their first child. What does Robert Baratheon do as soon as she has...
I think Robert would be the kind of guy to just, throw him off the top of a castle or some
Tyrion?
Shit. No,
or
no,
the
no.
Child.
Like the child. Like if one of his kids came out deformed, I could see Robert, like, just tossing it out.
Yeah, I see that.
Or, you know, like, donating it or leaving.
I'm surprised that Tywin Lannister kept.
No, because that's why I like Tywin, is because his main motivation is the family line, and right. Like even though
Tyrion is an imp,
even though he's a dwarf, and even though he killed his wife, he is still a Lannister.
So he needs to keep the family line going.
Yeah, well, like not even that. It's just it's like. I don't know, blood is thicker than water sort of thing, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Where, no matter what, Tyrion is still a Lannister. Even if he's a shit Lannister, he's still a Lannister.
So he still carries the blood. He yeah. still carries the timeline. Oh, the timeline. The lion
the torch.
Family.
That's what, like, Tywin's not really a bad guy.
Well, yes and no. He's bad because he's an asshole. He's good because he won't kill...
How is he an asshole?
He's an asshole because, okay, first of all, he slept with Shay.
Yeah, I don't know all the context behind that.
That was a total douchebag move. No. He knew that Shay was Tyrion's lover. So he was like, it was like a whole, like, rub in your face. Like,
no, I think it's the other way around.
You think Shay slept with Tyrion?
I think that Shay was... I always thought that Shay was always
hired
kind
by.
Of yeah was kind of like double faced.
Ooh,
I don't,
interesting.
I don't think that's just,
anyway.
It's never said.
I think his father is a jerk because like, yes, he kept the dwarf son.
Yeah.
But he kept it not because he loved the dwarf son.
Yeah.
He kept it because he's a greedy bastard, and he just wants to see the family line live on no matter what.
Is that a bad thing?
It's not
because a lot.
Right
because
reasons.
What is he? Remember that line? On the day he was born, he wanted to carry him into the ocean and let the ocean take him away. He wanted to kill Tyrion, but he didn't because he's a Lannister.
Yeah, but what has he done to help Tyrion? He's never done anything to help Tyrion.
He made him he made him Hand of the King.
No, he did not make him Hand of the King.
Yes, he did.
He gave him that because no one else would take it. And he couldn't be there for it.
What do you mean no one else would
take
it?
And then when he showed up, he took it from him, and then he gave him Master of Coin.
Which is a shit job.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a dick move, but that's not evil.
And then he posted him as the killer of Joffrey.
That is that. Like, I'd say that's
and
the
then
most...
he was like, that, like, at that point, I was like, oh, yeah, no, he had it in for his son. He didn't care about his son at that point. At that point where it was like, oh, he didn't give a shit about his son, actually. Stop playing with your beard. He did not care about his son.
This is my mustache. No, I don't think he ever did. He cared about the family line, but he never cared about his son.
Exactly.
But he also didn't care about his daughter, and he also didn't care about his other son.
I feel like he always wanted to see Jaime actually succeed in a family line, because Jaime was his real line.
Oh, it was like his son's son.
Yeah.
Mm.
Jaime was his real, true child to carry on the family line.
Whereas Cersei became a Baratheon.
Tyrion was a dwarf. Jaime was the only true child that could carry on the Lannister name.
But he's a Kingsguard, so he can't now. Exactly. Awkward.
So that's why he was trying to get on the Kingsguard.
But
he still got that little child of Cersei.
But he also got shot twice with a crossbow on the pooper.
Damn! You better And that was Game of Thrones.
This was a podcast of fire and ice.
People say we're...
The one Game of Thrones podcast hosted in Vancouver in my bedroom.
The best?
I mean my...
Vancouver podcast.
Ever written by people in Vancouver who say words. Should we do an outro? Is this the outro?
This is the outro. Email us. People say words. Email us at people say words.
Or I'll light the biggest fire Vancouver's ever seen.
In Richmond.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll see it across the bridge.
Across the narrow sea to Nanaimo.
Please email us.
No, not please email us. Email us, you pieces of shit. Bow to your king, you shit. Email your great podcast overlord, you shit.
Bow to your king.
Anyway. That's our show.
It's Game of Thrones. People say words.
I'd like to say something to the people who have seen the ending of season 5 and season 6. I'm going to be watching the final episodes with Andrew. It's going to be a very fun time for me, not for Andrew.
You're too.
All right, we're good? We're good. Okay, is there anything else?
I think that's pretty much it.
What?
Actually, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, let's stop. Goodbye.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.